My name is Ian O'Neill, and this is How They Did It, a podcast where we learn filmmaking from those who've gone before us. Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate your time, as always. The first thing I have to do is apologize for my lack of shows. I have not uploaded a show in over a month, and I apologize for that. I've had many personal issues, some illnesses, deaths in the family, that kind of thing. I'm not going to go into anything, but it's been difficult. But coming out on the other side, and now we're facing the coronavirus, of course. And people are asking, you know, what, if any, impact does the coronavirus have on filmmakers? Well, I can speak for myself. It has had an impact on the progression of my film. Investors are going into hiding, considering the daily market crashes that we've been facing. And meetings that I've had set up are all being canceled due to the coronavirus. That left me with no choice. I had to postpone my film until spring of 2021. Part of that, and I have to give a brief explanation, is that I had skin cancer in late 2016. It was removed in 2017 at a couple of surgeries. But I've been warned that my immune system is slightly compromised, so I could be, at risk. So, I mean, everybody's at risk. So, but for me, I have to be a little extra cautious just because of that. So that was one of the reasons that I pushed the film as well, because, you know, I'm the health of people on the film, who are working on the film, that's important to me. So all that said, off it goes. I'll have to reevaluate over the next year. But speaking of the coronavirus and self-isolation, this is a pretty good time to work on any scripts or ideas you have for stories. And it's also a great time, excuse me while I turn the page, it's also a great time to read up on screenwriting. There are a ton of books out there on the subject. I've read Sid Field, a couple of books from him. I've read McKee's Story, Vogler's Hero's Journey, Campbell's Hero of a Thousand Faces, Save the Cat, and the list goes on and on. I also had, like, my mentor was Kelly Armstrong, and she sort of had a long time ago on a board that she ran, she shared an outlining 101 with us, and it, you know, taking all of that reading into consideration, and I'm sure there's some other books that I've read too. I think there's Vicky King, I believe, has How to Write a Film in 21 Days. There are just a ton of books and material that you can get on screenwriting. And I urge you to do what I did. Instead of getting hung up on, I have to write my screenplay like Sid Field says, or like Robert McKee says, or like Vogler's Hero's Journey, I have to follow one of these to the letter. I don't think anybody would do that. I think you're all extremely intelligent and will pick and choose the things in those books, like I did. I picked the things out that worked for me. And actually, I had to go through the process of writing a script and applying little bits and pieces of each of those things that I thought would work for me in order to test if they worked for me. Some didn't. McKee is really, like, it's really intricate, and it's just it's a little too specific for me, very technical, and that turned me off. So I didn't pick a lot of his stuff out. So again, you read the material, you make notes on what you like, you take it from there. You apply what works for you. You try it out, and if it doesn't work, don't do it. You know, when it comes to screenwriting, and yeah, there are a lot of methods out there. But one of the things that I believe is that you have to know the rules before you can break them. It's one thing to say, oh, rules were made to be broken. Yeah, I get that. They are. But if you don't know the rules, how can you break them? You know, you have to know the rules before you can break them. And believe me, I encourage that. But, you know, combine all of those little nuggets that you pull out of the things that you read. Maybe there's video series that you're interested in, that you're checking out on YouTube. I don't know. You know, whatever it is, wherever you're getting your information, because you got to get it from somewhere. Just cherry pick. And then you create your own method that works for you. The method of screenwriting that works for you. It's like saying to somebody, okay, you've never driven a car before, ever. So here's the keys, there's the car, drive it. That's just a disaster waiting to happen. And I think the same thing would happen about screenwriting. If you say to somebody, okay, go write a screenplay. Don't read anything. Don't have an idea of how it works. Don't watch movies. Don't read other scripts. Just go write one. I think it would be disastrous. And it would take you a lot longer to learn the method that works for you if you'd started that way. Rather than, okay, even if you read one book and decided, I don't like everything. I just like, you know, for me, I read Sid Field's Screenwriter's Workbook. That's what it was called. Somewhere in the late 80s. And the one thing that I took out of there that I can't do without is the paradigm. And anybody who's familiar with Sid Field's teachings or whatever you want to call it, you'll know that it's a three-act structure, and he talks about, or he shows that you put a one-line or a couple of word introduction, and then further on in the first act, you introduce a plot point that will propel you into the second act. Then you've got a midpoint in the second act. Then you've got another plot point in the second act that propels you into the third act, which is the resolution. I start, you know, most of my projects start with ideas. I've got a book full of ideas, and I just keep writing them down. Whether I use them or not, that's regardless. I just get them out of my head because they got to go somewhere. And sometimes I'll pick through those, or I'll just have another idea and I'll write something out. And that's where it starts. It starts with this massaging that idea a little bit. But after I put together, I don't know, I would say a page, I talk about just a paragraph for each of the acts. That's all I do. Very, very, very brief. I always pull out that paradigm. Always. And it is one of the first things that I do. I put the intro, that first plot point, the midpoint, the second plot point, and the resolution. I put all of those down on that paradigm. And that is where I start. So, and just like when you read books, you absorb the information, but you don't use it all. Just like that, the paradigm is a guide. It's always a guide. Your outline is a guide. You don't have, it's not carved in stone. You don't have to follow it to the letter. So what am I saying? I'm saying that we're in a time right now that's very difficult, that everyone is at risk and we're being asked to socially distance ourselves from other people, which means a lot of people are going to stay home. If you're working and you're able to, you work from home, I get that. But then, you know, your downtime, a lot of people use that downtime to go out and do other activities and so on and so forth. And we're being asked to be careful about what we do, especially if it's in a crowd. So take that time. And I think it's a really great time to start either, you know, researching screenwriting, honing your skills on screenwriting, watch some videos on screenwriting, on the teaching of screenwriting. Write. For me, I'm going to be watching some films that I've watched before, but I just want to watch them again, and then I want to read the scripts for those films, and that will help me understand how they paste it and so on and so forth. I just like doing that. But reading scripts is a great way to hone your skills, to learn the skills of screenwriting. You can see how other people have done it. This is simply what this whole podcast is about. It's about finding out how somebody else did filmmaking. Well, now you're going to find out how somebody else wrote their script by reading their screenplay. And there's a bunch of them out there. I know that Indie Film Hustle, Alex Ferrari, has a link somewhere. You'll have to do a search on his website of Indie Film Hustle for, I think he has 400 scripts that you can download and read for free. And I encourage you to do that. It's a great way to find out how others have gone about writing their screenplays. Pick a favorite of yours. Pick a favorite writer. Pick a favorite director. Download that script and pick it apart and see how they did it. It's a great way to hone your skills. Be well, everybody. I'm really, again, sorry about not uploading more episodes, but hopefully that, actually what I meant to say is that I'm actually ending this season. This is season one, and I'm going to end it with this episode, and I'm going to take a couple of months off because I have to get some things in order. Things are just a little crazy right now, so I will come back with another season in a couple of months. I can't thank you enough for spending your time with me. I hope you've learned from the interviews that I've done and from those occasional few solo episodes that I've had like this one. I hope you pick something up. Stay well. Please be careful. I hope you're happy and healthy, and I'll see you you'll hear me in a couple of months. Be well, everybody, and thank you very much for listening.